Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today we're going to talk about the 401k maximum contribution limit finally increasing for 2018 to $18,500. Now, that's not that much compared to 2017 and $18,000, but it's the first increase since 2015. Meanwhile, the employer contribution limit increases by $500 to $36,500 to bring the total annual 401k contribution limit to $55,000. For participants ages 50 and over, the additional catch-up contribution limit will stay at $6,000, a level that's stayed the same since 2015. So I think it's really interesting to note that most people just focus on the employee side of the contribution equation. But as I just said, $36,500 is how much your employer can contribute. So that includes, you know, stuff like matching and profit sharing. So when you hear an employer say they will match 100% of your contribution up to $5,000, you know, that's nice and all, but really that means that they can contribute another $31,500 if they really want to and if they had the profits. The employer contribution side is a deduction for the employer, just FYI. So with this new $55,000 total contribution limit, I think it's really important for those who are thinking about entrepreneurship or freelancing or working for a money-losing startup, the opportunity cost of not working for a large established corporation with profits, because you know these type of benefits really add up over time. I remember the last 5 years I was working at my firm, my profit sharing was over $20,000 a year. So when you add on my maximum contribution from the employee side of about $16,000 to $16,500 when I was there, you know, it really kind of adds up over time. So really think hard before kind of abandoning the old school way of life. I did a pretty quick calculation, and you've got to make about 60% more as an entrepreneur or freelancer to replicate your day job income. Because, you know, we're talking about 401k contributions, matching, we're talking about healthcare benefits, paid time off, paternity leave, all that good stuff that really kind of adds up that people really don't think about until they leave. But not all is really lost for those who are self-employed. You can contribute to a self-employed 401k plan, and that's fine. The only problem is that all the money is from you and your business, right? It's not free money that you're getting from your employer because you're paying for it or you're contributing to the plan. So you can also contribute up to $55,000, but it means that you need to earn about $185,000 in operating profits, so that's revenue minus expenses, to be able to contribute that much money. So I've updated my 401k savings targets by age into three columns. One is the older age savers or low end. The middle column is the middle age savers and or mid end. And then the right column is the younger age savers or high end. And I just wanted to read some of the targets you should probably shoot for by age. So by age 25, I've got targets of $30,000, $50,000, and $80,000 in your 401k. Age 30, $100,000, $150,000, and $300,000. Age 40, $250,000, $500,000, and $1 million. Age 50, $600,000, $1 million, and $2.25 million. And by age 60, when you can actually withdraw penalty free, My targets are $1 million, $2.5 million, and $5 million. So in other words, if everybody has the opportunity to work for 38 years and have an employer that has a 401k plan, I believe everybody will be 401k millionaires. The reality, however, is that life is not that straightforward. We change jobs, we work at companies that don't have 401k plans, we join a startup, right? Or we try to be a freelancer or entrepreneur where we're just left to our own devices. If you click over to the post, you can study the numbers in more detail. So for me, at 40 years old, I follow the middle age savers plan because I wasn't able to start contributing until the year 2000 when the employee contribution limit was $10,500. So at 40 years old, I should have about $500,000, which is kind of on track. So in terms of participation rates for your 401k, According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there's a 44% participation rate across the board. You know, all workers, 44%, management, professional, and related have a 63% participation rate. Service, 19%. Sales and office, 46%. Natural resources, construction and maintenance, 41%. And production, transportation, and material moving, 44%. So 44% is not that bad, but you know, I would like the number to be closer to 100% in terms of Financial Samurai readers, and also 100% of 100%. So all of y'all are contributing the maximum you can contribute to your 401k. Remember, the median retirement household savings for a 56 to 61 year old is only about $18,000, and the average is about $200,000. So really, that's not really good at all. And the number is probably closer to the median, or let's say it's around $18,000 to $50,000. However way you cut it, that's not enough to retire and live a happy life. And that's a over-reliance on Social Security, which is probably only going to pay you like $20,000 to $25,000 a year. So in terms of motivation to max out your 401k, I've got five little items here. One, remind yourself a 401k is only one leg of the retirement stool that is already broken, right? So Social Security is underfunded and there's no pensions. So it's really up to you to aggressively save in your 401k and your after-tax savings and investment accounts. Two, you want to calculate a budget based on a $18,500 reduced gross income. So basically, the $18,500 you're contributing is really not $18,500 because it's pre-tax. So it's not as bad as it sounds. Three, you want to make your contributions automatic. I swear, once you wake up, make automatic, and you wake up 10 years from now, you're going to be really happy and amazed at how much money you have accumulated in your 401k account. Four, you want to envision your older self, maybe 60, 65 years old, still working at the cash register at McDonald's, or you're a greeter at Walmart or whatever. I mean, that's going to suck if you're that age and you're still having to make, you know, minimum wage to make ends meet. And then finally, do it for your family. If you're not willing to get in shape, save aggressively, invest wisely for yourself, then at least do it for your family so that they don't resent you one day when they ask, hey, mom, dad, why didn't you save and invest for our future? Life would be so much better. And finally, after you've decided to max out your 401k, you really want to check out your 401k for fees. There's been a lot of talk in the media about how employees have actually sued their companies because their 401k plans were just chock full of fees and bad selections. So you really want to look at whether you're paying too much. I think paying over like 0.5% is probably too much in your 401k. And you should have a conversation with your human resources department to see if that can be fixed if possible, because that's a real drag on your future. And if you plan to retire early, let's say before the age of 59 and a half, before the 10% early withdrawal penalty, it's a good idea to try to save and invest aggressively in an after-tax account and try to grow that to be equal or greater than your 401k account. I think that's really good for everybody to have. There's obviously no limit to how much you can contribute to an after-tax account. The limit is only based on your own income, right? So if you want to contribute more, you're going to have to figure out a way to grow your income streams. So that's about it. Hopefully everybody got this update, and feel free to share your thoughts on the 401k. It looks like it might get capped in terms of the contribution limit, but I don't think so. They're talking about $2,400 a year cap. That's, I think, ludicrous, because a disincentive to save is not going to help the American people or the economy, and it's going to get shut down. So I wouldn't listen to that kind of talk. So hopefully everybody is maxing out their 401k and participating at 100%. Talk to you guys later.